Q102.
Cincinnati's Q102. It's Brian and Laura. We just got an email from Jill. By the way, our email address, if you want to get a hold of us, is Brian and Laura at WKRQ.com. Jill was listening a little bit ago. We were talking about the banks now. Johnny Rockets, a brand new Johnny Rockets with a bar and everything, is coming to the banks opening October 27th. And we're so excited that it's happening. So Jill writes us and says, hey, Brian and Laura, I just had to say how much I agree with your comments on the banks. Hooray is right. It's helped so many in the area and will continue to. We run a semi that has brought brick, stone, and more into that project, and we're still bringing it in. We are locals. The friends of ours who sold a lot of those jobs are locals. With many of the products coming to that job, our Ohio products may continue to bat 1,000 for years and years, and I am so with you. Again, it's opening October 27th at the banks. It's Cobra Starship now on Q102.
Starship,
you make me feel. Q102. Cincinnati. Jason Mraz, I'm yours. Cincinnati's Q102. Laura got giddy as a schoolgirl today about a story. Jessica Simpson, one of her favorites, pregnant. She's pregnant. No, you absolutely.
All right, no.
Now, I'm not going to use the hate word, but you really, really dislike Jessica Simpson.
I don't like the. Yeah, y'all know. Y'all know why. I don't even need to explain.
Why? Honestly.
Because we as women, smart, fabulous, strong, talented women.
Worth a billion.
Do not like to be presented in a negative light.
She's a smart businesswoman who's made $1 billion with her shoes.
And do you remember how she started making that money? Oh, my God. I got burped.
It worked.
Remember that?
It worked.
All right. So here's my question, though.
Yeah?
So they say that the rumor has it that she's pregnant.
No, she's definitely pregnant.
Now one of the magazines said that she actually took the pregnancy test 10 times.
Was she failing it?
Take on this?
Yeah.
You don't want to be pregnant if you're taking it 10 times. She's probably going, oh, no. Maybe I tinkled on it the wrong way. Let me just try it one more time. When you want to be pregnant, you get the first one. You get super excited, but you go, wait a minute. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. And you take another one, and it says yes. And then you go wild, and you buy bibs, and you run down to your spouse, and you're excited. When you take it 10 times, you just praying every single, dear Lord. If you can part the sea.
That's wrong.
Please. Please. That's my take on it.
All right.
I don't think she's thrilled.
Well, there's something else in the works with that, and we'll tell you coming up in 8 minutes from right now.
She's lovely.
Because, you know, she's engaged.
Yeah.
But hold on about that.
Oh,
we'll give you the details coming up 8 minutes from now on Q102. Cincinnati's Q102. It's Brian and Laura.
Hi. About Jessica Simpson taking that pregnancy test 10 times.
Yes.
What do you think? What's your take on it?
Perhaps she just didn't understand the results.
What is it? An X or an O or what is it? What does it read, Laura?
It depends on which one you get, Brian.
Well, basically, it's real simple.
There's the one with the plus or the minus.
All right.
So that makes it pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
And there's one with one line or two lines. But they make it very clear on the package, don't they, my friend?
Well, but this is Jessica Simpson we're
talking about. Oh. There you go. I didn't say it.
You guys got a club of hate, don't you?
Hey, you can be the president. I'll be the vice president.
See? You got your own little meeting set up.
I like it. Now, ask Brian why he loved Jessica so much.
I just respect her for her business acumen.
Stop it. Stop it.
Her business acumen.
His nose just grew. Yeah, he does.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, call anytime.
And thank you for listening. Yep.